KMSD. It is Saturday. It is Coach's Corner time. Joining us, as always, to start off the program, he is the head coach of the Millbank girls basketball team. Coach Brian Pauley is on line one. Coach, it's good to have you on the program. First and foremost, we say thank you so much for calling in. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. How are you doing on this day? You know, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about the basketball team and all the sports. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's interesting basketball-wise because you go from playing a few games here or there early in the season thinking to yourself, boy, I wish we could play more games, to, boy, I wish we could get a break because you're playing like 3-4 times a week. It's a weird schedule when you really dissect it. It's a strange schedule, this basketball thing.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a, I don't know if a challenge is the word for it, but it's been unique and where you go through long stretches where you're not playing or versus where you are playing. But yeah, I thought this week was a great opportunity for us. I thought for the most part we did a very good job, especially last Saturday and then on Tuesday, and unfortunately we fell a little bit short on this past Thursday. But I thought the girls are handling it well, and I thought we're gaining some momentum. We have shown some signs of improvement, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, let's kind of break it down and let's go game by game. You mentioned last Saturday. Let's go ahead, and I think that we can start there. Let's go as far back as we can, since we kind of picked off. You took on a Del Rapids team that I think is a little bit better than the record shows they were, and you handled them pretty easily, 64-45. Got a big win down there. That's anytime you can go down there and handle them like that, that's going to make your team feel good.
I was really happy with our focus and our preparation coming into that game. I thought we jumped on them right from the start. There's lots of different positives that we could take away from it. We were scoring in transition. We were executing in the offensive half. That was nice to see. The ball was scoring inside, outside. So it was just a complete good effort from our girls. Other than a stretch of 3 minutes and for 3 minutes in the second quarter, other than that, the coaching staff was very pleased with how we played and how we were executing the game plan and getting lots of girls involved. And I think that's very important, especially when you're playing against good teams. So that was a nice sign for us.
And again, being able to score 60 plus points is always going to, I wouldn't say you're always going to win that game, but it sure is going to make things a lot easier when you're putting points on the board.
Yeah, if you've looked at our results of our wins and look at our results just from looking at the actual ending score, there might be a pretty good tell of when we're putting a W on the board and when we have an L on the board. It seems like we're scoring, like you just mentioned, 60 to in the 50s when we win, and then when we don't win, we're in the 30s. And so I think that's a pretty big barometer to look at our team and how we're going to do in that particular game.
And we fast forward to a doubleheader versus Wabe Summit, and you handle them easily as well and pick up a huge win over them, 67-36. To get your seventh win of the season. And again, more of the same, just being able to put up a lot of points, 67 points, a lot for girls basketball. Really, really, those two games, Dell and Wabe Summit, really excellent offensive games.
Yeah, we have been working a lot on our offense as of late, trying to figure out ways to exploit teams' weaknesses. Really getting the basketball to move, understanding spacing, taking care of the basketball, getting the basketball to all parts of the floor. You just can't move the ball around the 3-point line. The ball's got to go inside the lane. Got to get paint touches, and there's lots of different ways you can do that. Whether it's throwing it in there, whether it's driving it in there, making cuts where you're passing it to the cutter. So there's lots of different ways, and obviously that's very important, especially when you're going against a good defensive team. You know, if you can only do one thing, you know, it makes it very easy for a defender to be able to guard that, especially against the good teams.
You pick up a big win against them, as we mentioned before, cruise to a victory, and then you run into a really good Groton team, and unfortunately, Groton now 9-3 on the season, at least after the win they were. And you lost a 42-34 decision to them. Again, a defensive slugfest there as both teams, they barely got above 40. You were at 34. Defense had a high level played in that one.
Yeah, we knew going into this game, scoring was going to be at a premium. You know, looking at Groton's scores throughout the season and obviously knowing how they are made and, you know, what their team is like. You know, we knew going in, their calling card is playing defense. They're very good on defense. They play an aggressive man-to-man. They're really physical. They try to get you to turn the basketball over, so it limits your scoring opportunities. You know, I thought we started the game, to be honest with you, we were getting the looks exactly what we wanted, just like we were practicing. Unfortunately, we just didn't cash in. You know, I believe the score was tied at 16.5. I really truly believe if we could have scored some of those baskets earlier in the game, that could have gave us a little bit more cushion. You know, going back, you know, you could have looked at would have, could have, should have, but you know, if we can have those attempts back, you know, and cash in on those, you know, we missed some, missed rather easy ones early on, which would again help gain confidence, you know, maybe loosen things up even more. You know, I thought we could at least had maybe an 8 to 10 point lead on them early on, and we just weren't able to do that. And they were able to hang around when I thought we could have been scoring a little bit more.
So was it a combination then of just missed shots, or was it a situation to where it was just them playing good defense, or maybe a combination of both?
Well, early on, the ball got where we wanted to get to, and we just didn't put it in. Now, as the game went on, you know, things seemed like they got a little bit. Maybe the ball started to stick, you know, kind of going back to some of our old habits sometimes. But you know, the girls hung in there. I think if we look at our turnovers, I believe we had 17 on the night. That's too many, especially when you're playing at that low of a scoring game and the pace that the game was going on. So you just can't turn the ball over that much against them, especially a good defensive team. I think it was like 28% from the field for the game. So if you really think about it, looking at our field goal percentage of shooting that night, we were probably closer than, you know, we did a pretty good job for hanging around for not shooting the basketball as well, you know. So
our team sits at 7-4 on the season. Now you get a little bit of a break as you go all the way until, I believe, Thursday, before we host Duel coming up then. So time to practice, time to kind of work on some stuff.
Yeah, we're just keep on tweaking things, trying to find different ways to create even more opportunities for us, because that's the biggest thing is creating easier opportunities, creating confidence within the girls. You know, we're going to show them on the film, you know, you're doing all the right things, you know, but sometimes the ball just doesn't happen to go in that night. But so we got to keep on showing them, hey, if you do this, if you move the ball like this, you keep on putting yourself in the position, you know, next time you'll make it. You know, that's what we have to look at. And so we're going to spend again on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday preparing, you know, on our offense, and obviously maybe tweaking some things here and there defensively, because, you know, we're going to go into a stretch of games here where we're going to be playing some very good teams. And I look at it like this. It's a very good opportunity for us to beat some teams that have very good records, and that will even give us some more confidence going into the final stretch.
What was the conversation like after the game against Groton? Was everybody like, boy, I'd love to have another shot at that team? because we can beat them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we're pretty evenly matched, you know, just by what the score dictated. You know, obviously they were a little upset as far as, you know, because they're, you know, they didn't obviously want to lose that game. You know, that's a team that we know that's in a region that we might possibly play at the end mm-hmm. of the season. Yeah, it was disappointing from that part. But I just told the girls, you know, how can I fault you? You know, you know, even the ref told me during the game is like, geez, the girls, they play so hard. And so how can you be mad at them if they're giving you everything that they have? Now it's just trying to get them to execute, and we'll keep working on that, and we'll find a way.
You know, I guess the most encouraging thing is, and I would imagine as a coach, it's great to see that the team obviously is getting better as the season goes on, and that's really all you can ask for.
Well, absolutely. You know, like I said, we're going to have opportunities coming up throughout our season here to get a victory, get a big victory against a good team. That's exciting. You know, we're going to go on a stretch of playing, you know, from the Wagners to the Hamlins to the Roncalli's. And then you're looking at the DAC-12 clash, who is, you know, going against a DAC-12 school. So there's going to definitely be opportunities. Yeah, is it going to be a challenge? Absolutely. But, you know, sometimes you got to meet those challenges, and you got to find a way to get it done. And excited for the opportunity, because that's all you can ask as far as the opportunity, and learn from what we've done right, learn from what we've done wrong, and give our best effort. And like these girls do, they give us our best effort, and we'll find a way to win one of these things.
Coach, appreciate it as always. Best of luck. Looking forward to covering you again this coming week. Have a good weekend, and we'll chat next Saturday.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
All right, 10:15 KMSD. It's Coach's Corner. We continue next. As we continue along with Coach's Corner, time to talk to the head coach of the Milbank wrestling team, Coach Josh Schmeichel, on the program. Coach, good to have you on. Thanks for jumping on, as always.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Of course, it's real busy. We're talking off the air a little bit with the boys and girls. Boy, they got you going. They got you going most days out of the week, don't they?
Yep. So this week on Thursday, I won't have the results because we're recording it today Thursday, but the boys are heading to Watertown. And then yesterday, so Friday, the girls will be going to Pier to wrestle in Pier. There's a nice, good girls tournament out there. And then on Saturday, both the boys and girls will be wrestling in Chamberlain. So not too many nights off for their Milbank wrestlers.
No, and that's one of the reasons we're recording on Thursday, because you're busy on Friday, and then you're busy, obviously, on Saturday. So this is kind of the only time we can get a chance to record. But what were the results from this past week, Coach?
So with the girls, we ended up bringing five girls down to Harrisburg. Our first girl, Andrea Luna Sanchez, ended up with fifth place. She had some good matches, starting to get things figured out with it being her first year. Our next girl, Alondra Romero Mondragon, she ended up getting beat out by Andrea. They were in the same bracket, so possibility that she could have made it farther, but ended up running into another Milbank girl, so that always stinks when that ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next girl was Abril I don't know how to say her last name, Ramirez. She ended up going 1-2 on the day, so she ended up with a fifth place finish. And then Mackenzie Mueller at 138 had a tough first round match, and then won her next match, and then lost a real close back and forth match for her third match, so she ended up not placing. And then at 185, Kira Tostason had a really good day. She ended up winning her way into the finals, but then ended up losing to a really good girl from Watertown, Allison Conrad. She's ranked number one at 185, so I think that's three of Kira's losses so far this year against Allison. So, and then on to the boys. So that was last week, Friday. On to the boys, we went to Mitchell on Saturday. Our first wrestler, Tayson Tilma, had kind of a tough bracket, ended up losing first match, getting tech balled, 25-5, and then had a real close match, ended up losing by just the takedown, lost 3-1, so he ended up getting beat out. The next wrestler was Andrew Carls at 126. He ended up going against like the number 7th ranked kid right away and got tech balled, which was actually good for him. A lot of times he, at least at the beginning of the season, would have ended up giving up a pin, so I was really impressed with that. Then his next match, he beat his kid by a major decision, 16-5, and then barely lost by just a takedown against a Beersford kid who he lost to 5-0 the week before, and this time it was tied 5-5 going into the third, so huge improvements with him. Our next wrestler at 132 was Kyle Schneck. He ended up going 1-2 barbecue for the day. Then at 138, Owen Fisher started off the day against the kid he beat at Sioux Falls Lincoln and ended up tweaking his knee again. So he ended up losing that match, and then we decided to sit him out for the rest of that tournament and this week. So you won't see him in any results for this week. Planning on him bringing him back next week. Then our next wrestler at 157, Joe French. Had a really good day. He started off with a good win over a Sturgis kid who was ranked number 6th in the state, I think. So very impressive there. And then ended up having a rough match the next one and losing by a tech fall. And then he's still suffering from his mono from a month ago, so he doesn't have the gas tank like he should. So he did beat his next opponent, a peer kid, which should have been much greater of a distance. He only beat him 9-2. And then for third and fourth, he was just so exhausted at that point, we decided just to sit him out for that match. But it was against a Watertown kid who we should have a rematch today on this Thursday with him. So hoping for a win for there. Next up was Reese Rabe. Ended up losing both of his matches to get beat out. Then at 175, our normal wrestler is dealing with a concussion, so we ended up not wrestling Tate Schluter, but threw in Tannen Schmieg, which he had a decent day. He got pinned his first match, but the next match he kept it a much closer loss to a kid who he lost to by a fall last week, so only lost 8-5, so making improvements. Next up was Jesse Schneck. He won his first match 9-2, and then his next matches he just couldn't get anything going and ended up losing both of those, so he ended up not placing. At 215, we threw in Rashawn Gritzma. He's filling in for Hunter Reedy, who also is out with a concussion. He ended up losing both of his matches, but didn't give up, wrestled hard. And then our last wrestler was Oliver Korth at 285, who we picked up after Lost Novi got hurt at the Big Stone Therapies meet, and he ended up going on to get fourth place. And in the route there, he ended up beating a ranked wrestler, so not too bad of a day. So,
no, it's a pretty solid day, and again, it kind of goes to show you're dealing with injuries, you're dealing with sickness right now. It just kind of seems like more of the same, unfortunately.
Yep. Hopefully after this week we'll be able to get most of our guys back, because the few that are concussed are making good progress through the concussion protocol this week, and sicknesses, I think those have finally started getting through the team, minus our 145-pounder Jace Jonasson is out till the end of the month with mono, so hopefully he'll be able to make a good comeback after that.
Especially considering that, you know, you're not that long away from regions, really, to where you're going to want to start getting healthier at tail end of January.
Yep. Yeah. Next week, Saturday, will be our last tournament, and then once we hit February, we have 2 weeks where we only have a duo or triangular, so cutting it down a little bit so we can focus on our practice, focus on getting healthy. So,
Absolutely. Well, Coach, best of luck as we talk on Thursday. Best of luck on Thursday. Best of luck on Friday. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll have a lot of results to break down next week.
Yep.
All right, best of luck. Okay. Stay healthy, Coach. We appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, thanks. Talk to you next week.